You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right, time to talk about New Zealand's smoke-free goal. New Zealand has for years been striving towards being smoke-free by 2025. That goal now seems almost unattainable, and yet the state of Hawaii is looking at moving towards an outright ban by 2024. A new bill calls for raising the cigarette buying age to 30 by next year. It's currently sitting at 21, which is already a fairly high age anyway. Then it will be up to 40, 50 and 60 in each subsequent year, and it will be up to 100 by 2024. Does that mean if you're over 100, you can still buy cigarettes? Well, good for the elderly. Ben Udan, a spokesman for ASH, tells me whether something like this would ever work in New Zealand.
New Zealand's got a goal to be smoke-free by 2025, and that's been around since 2011, when the Māori Affairs Select Committee said that was their aspiration for this country. So the intention for New Zealand to be smoke-free been around for quite a long time. I think the big difference is that Hawaii stood up and said, we're going to do it this way. By 2024, we're going to ban selling cigarettes to people who are under the age of 100. And they've actually said, this is the way we're going to do it. In New Zealand, we've had this goal, you know, we're more than halfway there since 2011, but there's never really been a clear strategy or plan on how to do it. So, you know, I think there's an intention, there's a goal here, but we need to be much more assertive about it, much like Hawaii is doing.
Are there any problems that can be associated with a sort of outright sudden ban like this? I mean, it seems 2024, I mean, I know their limit's already 21, which is a bit older than we have here, but 2024 is not far away to suddenly say no one's allowed to buy cigarettes.
Yeah, you know, there's always issues when you take an approach that's totally about prohibition. However, and I think the Hawaiian legislators recognising this, in the last sort of 5 years in particular, there's been a massive increase in much, much safer alternatives to the cigarettes to help people manage their nicotine withdrawal, you know, be it if they're quitting smoking or when they can't smoke. So particularly in New Zealand as well, the huge rise in e-cigarettes and vaping and non-combustible nicotine products has been massive. I mean, it's estimated as, you know, up to 200,000 New Zealanders are using these products now. So I think what's really different now to 5 years ago, especially 10 years ago, is actually we're not just cutting off the supply to people, but actually recognising there are much, much safer alternatives that people can use, much like a cigarette, but with significantly less harm, significantly less chance of dying early as a consequence.
It seems now pretty impossible for New Zealand to reach that 2025 goal. What would be the first useful, actually assertive step? Do you think it's to focus more on alternatives, or should we at least raise our age to 21 or 22 or something like that? Is there a first step that we should be taking?
Well, I think the legislation's coming into New Zealand Parliament this year that's about better regulating the safe alternatives, the vaping and the e-cigarettes, the oral tobacco products. I think really making sure that's a good piece of legislation is really, really important. You know, not cutting people off from using less harmful alternatives, helping people understand that those options are out there and available to them, and sanctioning their use through government quit smoking services, I think will be very disruptive to the smoked tobacco industry. I think New Zealand needs to make it much harder to sell the most harmful tobacco, the smoked tobacco, you know, controlling how the industry operates with those products in New Zealand, giving them a huge disadvantage against much safer products as well. I think it's going to be hard for us to get to smoke-free 25, you know, less than 5% smoking prevalence, especially for Māori, still a third of people are smoking. But I do think it's achievable if we really focus on, you know, making the best use of things that aren't cigarettes to help people to quit, and making it much harder to use tobacco. With regards to increasing the age, I mean, the average age to start smoking in New Zealand is still in the sort of teenage years, sort of 15, 16 years old. One thing we've been incredibly successful is getting the smoking rates down for teenagers, down to less than 2% smoking now, probably one of the best rates anywhere in the world. So I think we've really got to focus on getting those established smokers, those who are 30 and above, off the cigarettes.
There's this argument, especially with alcohol and cannabis, that keeping it legal and sort of developing a framework around it is the best and safest way. Why, with cigarettes, do people often just talk about prohibition?
Well, I think we've got to break it down a bit because when you're talking about alcohol, for example, you're talking about the alcohol. You're not talking about banning beer or wine or, you know, whatever the alcohol comes in. And with cigarettes, it's not about cigarettes. It's about actually understanding nicotine as the drug, right? And it's the nicotine that gets people addicted. And the cigarette is the most efficient, most dangerous way to get nicotine into the body. So it's not about banning nicotine. It's about providing safer ways to get that nicotine. So harm reduction, which is a well-established thing in tobacco, and alcohol and drug policy. So it's not a complete, it's not a ban on nicotine, but it's around liberalisation and much easier access to the much, much safer forms of nicotine, whilst having much, much harsher regulations on the most dangerous forms, which is the cigarette. And at the moment in New Zealand, we've got it the wrong way around. It's much, much easier to go out and buy a packet of cigarettes than it is to go out and buy a packet of nicotine gum or lozenges or even an e-cigarette. So, you know, we've got this topsy-turvy situation, which I think remedying that would make a huge difference in getting to smoke-free 2025.
We had a call in a bit earlier from someone saying you can't really legislate against your own personal home. You shouldn't be able to say people can't smoke on their own property or on their own house. Rental may be different, but not in your own home. I think that's possibly a fair enough point. That was Ben Udan from Ash talking about New Zealand's goal to become smoke-free and whether it's actually going to happen.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.